City issues stark warning on automation of bank jobs. Citigroup's investment bank has suggested that it will shed up to half of its 20,000 technology and operations staff in the next 5 years as machines supplant humans at a faster pace. The forecast by Jamie Forsher, president of Citi and chief executive of the bank's institutional clients group, was the starkest among investment banking bosses in a series of FT interviews to mark the 10th anniversary of the financial crisis. Mr. Forsher said the operational positions, which make up almost two-fifths of investment bank employees at Citi, were most fertile for machine processing. "We've got 20,000 operational roles. Over the next 5 years, could you make it 10,000? He added, in comments that had echoes of former Deutsche Bank chief executive John Kreien's claim that up to half of the German bank's workforce could be replaced by technology. If replicated across the industry, the potential job losses would represent a steeper rate of cuts than in 2007 to 2017, when almost 60,000 jobs were cut from 8 of the world's top 10 investment banks, according to FD Research. Two of the top 10 investment banks were not included in the FD Research, Citi because its data were not available and Bank of America because its 2008 merger with Merrill Lynch make pre-crisis comparisons futile. Barclays investment bank boss Tim Throsby said that the future would see a smaller number of employees making more money while machines took over lower value tasks. "If your job involves a lot of keyboard hitting, then you're less likely to have a happy future," he added. Richard Nod, head of Goldman Sachs International, said, "There are so many functions today that technology has already replaced, and I don't see why that journey should end anytime soon." Not every investment bank boss saw plenty of room for more cuts. At HSBC, Samir Asaf, head of Global Banking and Markets, said there was not much more to go for technology replacing investment bank staff. "We get to a point from a risk management perspective where you can't cut much more. I think there is maybe another 5 to 10% to go between now and the next 5 years." Mr. Nod stressed that technology could create new business opportunities and ultimately new jobs, such as Goldman's fledgling online-only consumer bank Marcus. Mr. Forsher said his bank would hire in other areas such as sales and research. "What people are doing, the type of work being done by the human rather than the machine, will change," he added.